John Penal at Drive on Times Radio.
Now let's try and get our head round this in the next few minutes. Does our sun, and I'm talking about the blazing orb, not the newspaper, does it have a long-lost twin? Well, according to a new theory from scientists from Harvard University, the answer is yes. Our sun once had a companion, and there could be many undiscovered planets in the outer solar system. That's what researchers are saying in a new paper. And it goes against the usual lone star thinking about the sun's origin, with a theory that the solar system may once have been what's called a binary star system, two stars or suns orbiting a common point in space. Makes you wonder. Amir Siraj studies astrophysics at Harvard University, and he was involved in coming to this conclusion. Good evening to you, Amir.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on. Tell us how you arrived at the conclusion that there might have been a twin sun, another sun.
Of course. So basically, we put forth a new theory for the early history of the solar system. And this theory addresses two open questions about our solar system. The first is the formation of the Oort cloud. So the Oort cloud is the source of comets, but there's never been a really satisfying explanation for why the Oort cloud is as vast as we observe it. And the second is the origin of the proposed Planet Nine, a ninth planet that hasn't been discovered yet but is thought to exist in the outer solar system. So I was looking into both of these puzzles independently, and then it struck me that if there had existed a second sun early on in the solar, in the history of the solar system, this could kill two birds with one stone, so to say, and help solve both of these outstanding questions.
Okay, so if there had been a twin sun, what would have become of it?
Right. So if a twin sun had existed, the sun likely would have been born with it, and it would have stayed with the sun orbiting around it, or rather both of them orbiting around their shared center of mass for about 100 million years, and it was likely lost thereafter because another star became too close to the binary and sort of kicked out the companion. So unfortunately, we don't see a second sun in the sky, and that is likely the reason why.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're talking about rather a long time ago. And so, and back then, when there might or might not have been a second sun, and you believe that was possible, would these suns have been orbited by planets? Would there have been other planets, other Earths at that time? Or was it simply too early in the development and evolution of the sun?
There certainly could have been other planets, for example, orbiting the other sun. But, you know, what's exciting to me is that if you make a comparison between a lone star and a binary system, what makes a binary system so special is that a binary can capture objects much more easily from its environment, objects that were perhaps, you know, thrown away in a sense, or strewn out debris from other planetary systems, including other planets. And so there's a high likelihood, or a much higher likelihood, with a binary system that our solar system could capture objects in the outer reaches of our solar system, such as Planet Nine and such as the dwarf planets that we predict will be discovered in the next 10 years if this theory holds true.
I only ask this just for the pleasure of hearing you set out some mind-bending time span. If this was the case, how long ago would it have been?
This would have been 4.5 billion years ago.
Okay.
So
give or take a year or two, yeah.
Exactly, give or take a year or two. So the binary would have existed for about, you know, 2% of that time, the first 2%.
Okay, Amir Siraj at Harvard University. Thank you for joining us and trying to explain that, which I think some of us managed to half understand. Times Radio, it's 6:31.